Here's Andy Udman.
What about suntan lotion? What are your thoughts?
Well, I personally haven't worn suntan lotion in probably 20 or 30 years, and there are a few reasons for it. Number one, most of the suntan lotions on the market are extremely toxic. They're loaded with potential ingredients that could cause cancer. So I'm not really that interested in bathing my skin with a cancer-causing agent or agents. And another reason why I don't wear suntan lotion is because I want the full exposure of the sun so that I produce as much vitamin D as possible, and I don't want to block the production of vitamin D.
So what are chemicals doing to us?
They're making us sick, really. Every kind of illness possible is now being caused by toxic chemicals, and studies show that this is going on. Even the Centers for Disease Control are now monitoring the amount of toxic chemicals that are in the bodies of Americans.
Ooh.
So this is not some fringy thing. This is real life.
This is fact.
Yes.
I used to be chemically sensitive, and if I were exposed to anybody wearing perfume, or if I walked into the detergent aisle of a grocery store, you know, any of these types of synthetic fragrances used to knock me on my can. They made me so sick. Fortunately, today I'm very healthy, and these smells don't bother me. But it doesn't mean that they should still be out there. These are very toxic ingredients and can do terrible things to one's nervous system, for example.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't normally share personal hygiene details like this, but I was reaching for the medicine cabinet this morning to reach for my little bottle of Stetson. And Marilyn always says, okay, go real easy. So I just get a wee little dab and put it on my neck. And then I thought, whoa, can't do that. Pam Colleen is in today, and we're talking about chemical sensitivities. Now, Pam, I know you and our audience knows you to be a very intelligent woman, but I'm going to put you to the test on something. Rick, can you tell us, what is the temperature right now? What temperature are we up to?
24 degrees.
24, and we're going to 34.
Feels like 44.
And it will feel like 44 degrees. And Pam Colleen, you tell me you're going out to play tennis?
Yeah, I'm going to play tennis this afternoon. Definitely. I know. I'm going to bring lots of water.
Is there a tennis court somewhere in London under a shade tree?
Not the one I'm playing on this afternoon, no.
She is one feisty woman, folks, and that's what we love about her. Pam Colleen in with Andy Udman to talk about your health. And we always strive to give you information that makes you think. And I think we're going to do that this morning. We're going to keep the phone lines open throughout the show because the issue is one that we all wrestle with. And that is, what is in the products that we use for personal hygiene, like suntan lotion, deodorants, and so much more? And what about the fact that so many companies, I didn't realize until I raised this morning, Pam, that our company, Astral, I've never seen this in an email or on the wall. We have a policy with respect to chemicals, mm-hmm. and the basic rule is, don't wear them.
That's right, because if you're standing next to somebody who is chemically sensitive, you could trigger some sort of reaction in them, including migraine headaches. So this is a very real problem today, and it seems very pervasive, and it's going to vary from one person to the other as to how they react to chemicals. For some people, it may be a mild reaction, but for other people, it could be very debilitating. So it's widespread across the population.
643-1290, folks. I want to ask you if you have a sensitivity to chemicals, but I don't even have to go to the phone lines. They're lighting up already because, Pam, you've been through the dark valley on this issue.
That's right. I was chemically sensitive, extremely so, back in the 90s, and basically, had to learn all sorts of different strategies to work around being exposed to these chemicals. So I had to seek out natural products that didn't have these synthetic fragrances and ingredients in them, and that seemed to help me a great deal. And way back when, of course, I came across the work of the guest we have on this morning, who is Deborah Lynn Dadd, and she is known as the Queen of Green, and she is the author of a book called Toxic Free, How to Protect Your Health and Home from the Chemicals That Are Making You Sick. And Deborah, I'm so thrilled to have you on this morning because this is a conversation that is very near and dear to my heart. So good morning. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm thrilled to be on with you.
Deborah, I'm not wearing aftershave, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not wearing a whole bunch of other products. It's just a little old me right out of the shower. Is that okay?
Well, thank you. Yes.
I did use Irish Spring soap, so I hope that isn't bothering you over the telephone, is it?
No, it's not.
Is Irish Spring okay?
Well, actually, Irish Spring is one of the most strongly scented soaps that there is on the market. And the thing about scent is that many, many, many of the thousands of ingredients that go into making artificial scent are toxic. And this is such a problem that I actually consider it to be a public health problem. It's not just a problem for one person, because as long as I and other people are in our houses, we can choose to not be exposed to these toxic chemicals. But when we're around people who have been wearing perfume or use scented personal care products, or who have washed their clothes in scented detergent, which is also pretty bad, then we're being forced to be exposed to toxic chemicals in public places.
Should I worry that Dr. Bryna Warshawski from our local health unit is going to send one of her chemical sensitivity police down to the studio after hearing that I'm wearing I used Irish Spring soap this morning?
No, it really is all a matter of personal choice. And the good news is that today we have so many products available that are unscented, so many products that are natural, so many products that are organic. It's just a matter of making that decision, seeking out those products and using them, and we'll all be much healthier for this.
Now, I think, Deborah, I think a lot of people see these products on the shelf, and they just assume that because it's on the shelf, it's got to be safe.
That's an assumption I used to have, that it's not true. We do have government regulations for some toxic chemicals, but many, many, many toxic chemicals are on the market with warning labels on them, and it's assumed that we're reading those warning labels and that those warning labels are correct.
Just before we get to Jerry, let me ask you, Deborah, just to clarify, what does the word toxic mean? Because people may think that toxic means that you're immediately going to get red rashes and eventually you're going to die from this. What does toxic mean?
I'm very glad that you asked that. There's actually two types of toxic, well, three types of toxic exposures. One is the kind that is dealt with in poison control centers, where you would, like, drink gasoline or something, and that you would immediately get very sick or die. And that's generally, in the past, what we thought of as being toxic or poison. But more recently, in the last 30 or 40 years, it's been recognized that toxic chemicals are accumulating in our bodies, and that after a period of time, it can have a toxic effect. And a good example of that that everyone would recognize is cigarettes. You can smoke and maybe you would, you know, cough or whatever, be uncomfortable, but it doesn't really make you sick until after a period of time it builds up and then you get cancer, emphysema, and die. That's a very clear-cut relationship. And there are many, many, many chemicals that are in consumer products today without warning labels on them, and they have that same effect as smoking cigarettes. Over a period of time, it damages your immune system, it damages your endocrine system. In fact, as I was researching my most recent book, Toxic Free, I did a whole lot of research on what kinds of illnesses are being caused by toxic chemicals. And what I found was that every single system in our bodies there's an association with illnesses for every single system in our bodies with toxic chemicals. Every symptom that you could be having, any illness that you have, any body part that's affected, they could all be associated with exposure to toxic chemicals, not just the immune system or not just the endocrine system, but everything from diabetes to headaches to sex drive is all being affected by toxic chemicals.
Well, we want to welcome our callers to call in. Jerry, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
I just got a call from the Coast people, and they're going to sue you for plugging Irish Spring and not theirs, by the way. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
I have a trick for suntan lotion. I've never used suntan lotion in my life. 15 minutes on your back, 15 minutes on your stomach, and then get out of the sun, or,
that's
you know,
right.
Reasonably out of the sun. You will never burn, you will tan, you will look good, and you won't have to worry about the chemicals.
Yep.
My biggest beef is not the suntan lotion, it's the perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Chapman did this show one time where he was literally carried to the bathroom out of his studio because one of his guests I can understand that because I was at the Shaw Theater one time. A young woman sat beside me. My eyes started watering. I could hardly breathe. I was dizzy. I had to leave the performance because there's no extra seats. My daughter was burning scented candles in her bedroom. I left my house on my hands and knees because I couldn't breathe. A lot of young ladies don't realize that that perfume they swim in could kill people.
Wow, Jerry, I appreciate the call.
Wow,
Pam,
that is powerful. Yeah.
You've been there. Now, you had it for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
What was the worst moment?
Oh, I can't. I mean, there were so many. I mean, it was, you know, if somebody was wearing perfume and walked into a room, it just like Jerry said, I mean, it was, my head would spin. I'd feel nauseous. I mean, the inside of my nose would have this burning sensation. I would react immediately. And it wasn't just an immediate reaction to perfumes. It would really just set me off for days at a time. I could feel the residual effects for several days.
Deborah, you've been there as well.
I have. I started working in this field and researching and writing because of my own chemical sensitivities that started back in 1972. And perfume was one of the first things. I used to wear a lot of perfume. I used scented products until I stopped using them. And then I put on some perfume and I got a really bad headache. And I could see that there was an effect going on here. But I want to make sure that it's really, really clear. We're talking a lot about chemical sensitivities. This applies to everyone, that people who are chemically sensitive have a more difficult time with it. But I don't want anyone listening who is healthy to think that down the road they're not going to be affected by toxic chemicals, because they will.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because I find while colognes and perfume, if it's too it's been put on in too generous an amount, is annoying, but it doesn't bother me. But you're saying there
may be... It doesn't bother you, but it's making your body sick. It's having a toxic effect. It's destroying cells. It's affecting your DNA. It is damaging your organs.
Mm-hmm. Now, Deborah, the pesticide industry used to say that, you know, that these ingredients would just go right through us. But more and more research is surfacing that shows that we're holding on to these chemicals as well.
We are. There's actually two kinds of toxic chemicals. One is water-soluble and the other is fat-soluble. And the water-soluble ones will go through your body fairly quickly. But the fat-soluble ones, your body will hold on to them for decades. This is now being called, it's being measured by the Centers for Disease Control. It's called body burden, and every one of us has a body burden where we've been collecting toxic chemicals.
Wow.
And tests, and it's like everybody across the board has toxic chemicals in their bodies.
Deborah, can you hold that thought? We have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to ask you to give us a list. Is it the perfumes? Is it the colognes? What are the chemicals that we have chemical sensitivities to, and maybe some we're not aware of? When we come back with author Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of the book Toxic Free, along with Pam Colleen, in just a moment here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
I have a sick trick for suntan lotion. I've never used suntan lotion in my life. 15 minutes on your back, 15 minutes on your stomach, and then get out of the sun, or,
that's,
you know,
right,
reasonably out of the sun. You will never burn, you will tan, you will look good, and you won't have to worry about the chemicals.
Yep.
My biggest beef is not the suntan lotion, it's the perfume. I was at the Shaw Theater one time, a young woman sat beside me, my eyes started watering, I could hardly breathe, I was dizzy, I had to leave the performance because there's no extra seats. My daughter was burning scented candles in her bedroom. I left my house on my hands and knees because I couldn't breathe. A lot of young ladies don't realize that that perfume they swim in could kill people.
Pam Colleen, has it ever been that bad for you?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I can totally relate to Jerry's story. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
Deborah, we're in conversation, folks, if you've just joined us, with author Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of the book Toxic Free. Deborah, as I suggested earlier, I want to ask you about the list. What are the list of chemicals, colognes, perfumes, products that we wear for personal hygiene that are harmful?
Well, that list is thousands and thousands and thousands of chemicals, most of which people have never heard of. But there really is toxic chemicals in every type of product, and that it's not about saying, well, like, there could be a toxic shampoo, there could be a non-toxic shampoo. There could be a toxic bed sheet. There could be a non-toxic bed sheet. And so the trick is to learn where the toxic chemicals are in different products, avoid those products, and choose the ones that are natural and non-toxic.
You just said something that reminded me. I was watching one of your videos this morning. You were talking about a bed sheet and something that could be in the bed sheet, which could be giving you insomnia.
This is actually one of my favorite things to talk about, because millions and millions of people have insomnia. Millions and billions of dollars are spent on sleeping pills, and most bed sheets have the chemical formaldehyde in them. Now, not only does formaldehyde cause runny noses and itchy eyes and coughing and sneezing, but and cancer, but it also causes insomnia. And this was one of the first things. Now, insomnia was one of my symptoms when I was chemically sensitive. And I went, there was a time period where I was going every day to medical libraries and reading toxicology books. And when I got to one, it said, formaldehyde in permanent press finishes. It causes insomnia. And I went, oh my God, there's permanent press finish on my bed sheets. And so I took those bed sheets off, and let me tell you that in 1972, it was very difficult to find a sheet that did not have a formaldehyde finish on it. But I did manage to find one brand of untreated cotton sheets. I put them on my bed, and that was the first night that I slept. Wow. It was very cause and effect of removing the chemical, and the symptom went away.
Pam, let me just ask you, listening to Deborah, I mean, the things that we haven't even thought of, bed sheets. Mm-hmm. How, if you are chemically sensitive, how do you get away, in today's mm-hmm. world, how do you get away from these chemicals?
Well, you read my book.
Yeah, but you know, your website has
Go to my website.
Yeah, it has lots and lots of articles on it, but you also give instructions on how to make healthy products. I mean, are there a couple of favorite recipes you want to share?
One of the easiest is, instead of using ammonia-based window cleaner, you can just use vinegar and water half and half in a spray bottle. And I've been using that for 30 years and have very clean windows.
What about moisturizers? A lot of ladies want to use a lot of very toxic, skincare products, but is there a natural moisturizer that women can use?
There are actually a lot of them. There's a lot of brands, and I have one whole part of my website. It's called Deborah's List at deborahslist.com. I just list and list and list all kinds of non-toxic products that I've found, websites that sell them. And so you could go and look up shampoo or moisturizer or clothes or whatever, and there's likely to be a non-toxic product there that you can use.
Deborah, we have to take a short break, but I just want to ask you, someone had just sent me an email about an article about a perfume coming out from Lady Gaga. Listen, this takes everything you've said over the top. Lady Gaga's new perfume created using blend of human blood, semen, and poisonous extract.
Oh, my God.
if you have ever doubted the truly satanic essence of the infamous Lady Gaga, then you need look no further than her new perfume, which is expected to debut this fall. According to the Boston Globe and various other sources, a new Gaga scent known as Fame was created using a sample of Gaga's own blood as well as semen from another unknown donor. The blend apparently also contains a highly toxic plant extract that is known to kill humans. Okay, just a wee bit more. The ingredient list printed on the fragrance bottle says it contains tears of belladonna, crushed heart of tiger, orchidia with a black veil of incense, pulverized apricot, and the combinative essences of saffron and honey drops. So this takes everything you've said right over the top.
Yes, yes.
And perfume companies don't have to divulge their real ingredients, by the way. Well, we can talk about that after the break. That's a big topic. We should talk about that after the break.
Lady Gaga says, it was taken out of my own blood sample, so it's a sense of having me on your skin. Excuse me while I just lean over the wastebasket here a moment. Well, short break for the news update. When we come back, chemical sensitivities. It's a very, very real issue, to the point that most major companies here in London, Ontario, have a policy on what you can and cannot wear in terms of chemicals at work. We'll be back. You can check it during the break to see what your company policy is. We'll be back in just a moment with a sweet-smelling second half hour right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
was at the Shaw Theater one time. A young woman sat beside me. My eyes started watering. I could hardly breathe. I was dizzy. I had to leave the performance because there's no extra seats. My daughter was burning scented candles in her bedroom. I left my house on my hands and knees because I couldn't breathe. A lot of young ladies don't realize that that perfume they swim in could kill people.
Andy Udman, along with Pam Colleen and author Deborah Lynn Dead, author of the book Toxic Free. It just struck me listening to that clip of Jerry, Pam, that we haven't seen groups form like we did in the backlash to smoking. We haven't seen scent-free groups or groups demanding. And yet it has happened. Many companies like our own now have policies with respect to restricting or even eliminating chemicals that we wear on our bodies.
Yeah, it's happening slowly in terms of grassroots activism, but unfortunately, I think there's still a tremendous amount of stigma attached to this. I think a lot of people out there who aren't chemically sensitive think that people who are chemically sensitive are, wacko, or it's all in their head, and they're just imagining things and all this sort of stuff. But I think more and more people are realizing that this is a real problem and it needs to be addressed appropriately.
Let's go back to Deborah Lynn Dead. Deborah, you've been giving us, focusing on these toxic chemicals, but if we don't wear cologne and aftershave and some of these other products, are you going to leave us hanging? What do we do? What do we wear?
Well, I'm going to say something that might sound shocking to some people, but I don't even wear deodorant.
See, that's why we had you on the radio and not in the studio. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, the thing is, that a healthy body actually smells good. I just decided one day a few years ago that I just was not going to even wear my natural deodorant. And not one single person has pulled away from me in disgust. I mean, is this, and I don't feel like, you know, that I'm smelling up the planet. I mean, because I'm not, what makes a body smell is when, well, for one, toxic chemicals build up in your body. Other body waste build up in your body. Nature has designed our bodies very beautifully to inflow nutrition and outflow waste. And if you do that, your body doesn't smell.
Now, Deborah,
let me just a quick question, if I could, Pam. You ever been in a hockey dressing room?
No, no. But part of it is that we are trained to dislike body odor, and that there's a whole spectrum of body odor from none to some to, you know, I mean, if somebody's going to sweat and play hockey, they should take a shower, not try to control body odor with a deodorant. I mean, deodorants, I'll tell you that deodorants have aluminum chlorohydrate in them. Most antiperspirants have this substance in it. And aluminum has been associated with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I actually just spoke with a woman the other day who was taking a detox, going through a detox program. And she had done this detox program for 4 days, and she had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She did this detox to remove aluminum from her body for 4 days, and at the end of 4 days, she no longer had Alzheimer's diagnosis or any of her memory problems.
That is incredible. Pam, you had a question.
Well, I just wanted to touch on something we spoke about earlier, and that was this label of natural and label of toxic free. And really, we can't take these labels too seriously because they're not very well regulated. So some people can say they have healthy products, and they're really not that terribly healthy.
That's entirely correct. And especially with non-toxic, there really isn't a definition of non-toxic in terms of labeling, that there's a definition for what toxic is, and it has to do with how many rabbits die when you give them a substance. And so if 50% of the rabbits die, then it's considered to be a toxic substance in the test. And if 49% die, you can call it non-toxic.
Oh,
that gives me a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Doesn't
it? Yeah.
Wow. What a hair-raising story that is. Sorry. Pam, you can buy alternative products here in London.
That's right. There are several health food stores here in London that have healthy products that are alternatives to the commercial brands. And one of the stores we have on this morning, it's Linda Phillips from Lindy's Health Food Store on Oxford Street. And Linda, maybe you can talk about this trend towards more natural products and how people are responding to the sales.
Well, a lot of people are. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Coming in and asking, saying that they've heard that there is aluminum in their deodorants and antiperspirants and wanting to have another choice. So we can show them that there is quite a few different choices that they can use if they really still want to use a deodorant, something to stop that bacteria from smelling. We do try and talk to them about cleanses and making sure that their other elimination organs are working well so that the toxins don't come out the skin. But some people still have it in their head that they need to have a deodorant.
Well, what about detergents and soaps and shampoos and all these other products that are hitting the shelves today?
Well, as to the natural ones, and you really have to read the labels. That's sort of what my job is, right, at the store. I read the labels and look for the ones that are the cleanest. Because some out there, again, they'll say natural, but then you start reading the ingredients and they still have, you know, phenyloxyethanol or whatever that's been linked to birth defects, or they'll have, you know, other things that are, they're using as a preservative, that still have questionable, you know, toxicity, things to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look for the ones that are, you know, whether they're completely certified organic or, you know, as to just as pure as they can be. Dr. Bronner's makes an amazing soap, shaving lotions and all kinds of things that are the cleanest that I've ever seen. They put everything right on the label, and it's just oils and you know, that they're using. There isn't anything funny or something you can't read the label and understand what it is.
So, Deborah Lindad, I'm sure that you applaud Linda Phillips for having a store like Lindy's Health Food.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. But see, all stores should be like that. There's no reason to sell a toxic product, except maybe greed or familiarity or something like that, because there are all these great non-toxic products available. All we need to do is choose them, and it's great to have natural food stores and other, you know, natural building stores and things where people have put together these products, all kinds of websites online. They're so easy to get now. It's just, but you do need to have some education.
Linda, let me just ask Linda. Linda, do you have Deborah's book in your store?
I don't. I'm just hearing about it now. I mean, we've had lots of people, they go online all the time, and they're telling, you know, looking up all of this information. We have a couple of, you know, old books that we've had around for a long time telling people, you know, what things to watch out for. And now as more information coming out about how, you know, what to look for as to these parabens and this phenyloxyethanol and stuff that they're putting into all of these products.
Linda, what is the most popular product that people are asking for as they look for a natural option for things like perfume and deodorant?
Well, right now, as to the deodorants are very popular, but as to the sun coming out and for the last, you know, almost 2 months, that people have been looking for sunscreen, too, because it's so full of toxins and chemicals as to what every, you know, sunscreen that you see advertised out there is just full of
And it's very difficult to find a really good natural suntan lotion.
Well, actually, could I talk about this?
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead.
A few years ago, I did a whole lot of research on sunscreens, and I could not find one, and I still can't find one that doesn't have any toxic stuff in it.
Mm.
And so at that time, I said, well, what is it we're supposed to do if we're not using sunscreen? And I wrote an ebook, which I'm giving away for free today. Anybody can go on my website at dld123.com and download a copy of this. And what it talks about is a safe sun strategy, like how we can stay safe without using sunscreen. And the thing that really surprised me was not only are sunscreens toxic, but they don't even work. That studies have been done which show there's actually more skin cancer in countries where they really push using sunscreen. But there's another health thing about this, and that is that there's a tremendous deficiency of vitamin D in people's bodies all over the place now. And the solution has been to give people vitamin D supplements. But your body can't assimilate the vitamin D from food or a supplement without sunshine.
You just said something shocking, and I'm just going to ask you to repeat that last sentence just before you got to the part about vitamin D, about, first of all, the dangers of suntan lotions and their lack of effectiveness. I mean, That was shocking stuff. Deborah, can you just walk through that again? And then we'll go to Lindy Phillips and ask her what alternative products she has. Deborah.
Okay, well, I have seen studies which say that not only are sunscreens toxic, but that they're not effective, and that in countries where sunscreens have really been pushed to protect your skin from skin cancer, there's actually more skin cancer than in countries where people are not using sunscreen so widely.
That's right. I've seen those studies as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Linda, let me go to Lindy's health food store in East London. Lindy, obviously you've heard about this research because there are now, we mentioned it in our earlier programming this morning, battles starting to form in the United States where school boards trying to obey the laws of the state are forbidding their kids from wearing suntan lotion because of the warnings about them being linked to cancer. And now the parents are fighting back, saying the kids are coming back from field trips with sunburn. So do you have some options that if people don't want to wear the traditional suntan lotions, what options are there?
Yeah, well, I know I want her to answer, but I want to just say here that whatever happened to wearing a hat or carrying an umbrella or wearing a shirt, this is what my ebook is about, that anybody can download it free off my website at dld123.com, and it goes into detail about how to be safe in the sun with no sunscreen.
That's a great, great
advice. The only time that we really need a sunscreen is when we're at the pool and in the, you know, in the water. We need a waterproof sunscreen for the shoulders and the nose when you're at the beach, you know, and you're going in and out of the water, that you're going to have something for that nose, the top of the ears, those kinds of things too, to give us some kind of barrier block for the sun. So what our companies have come up with, there's a company called Green Beaver. There's another one, Goddess Garden, and what they've done is they're using zinc, not to be as white as those zinc that you see the lifeguards with a big white blob on their nose, but so they will go into the skin with natural oils and stuff and use the zinc as that barrier to give us some protection. It doesn't say that we should be out at noon, you know, and not have any hat on or anything, but it's going to help a little bit to give it a little bit more of a barrier to help to give us some protection from that intense sun.
I always look back at what our ancestors would have done, and they would have used reason. They would have gone out into the sun slowly. They would have done what Jerry does every year. Jerry mentioned it earlier. He just kind of goes 15 minutes on the front, 15 minutes on the back, and gradually builds up his suntan. So yeah, when you're out in the sun and you're starting to get pink, go inside, go in the shade, and use some common sense.
Okay. We have to take a short break. I want to ask you, Pam, when we come back, what about these guys who work with just shorts on the roof, roofers, all day long. Mm-hmm. They are brown, brown, brown. What lies ahead for them health-wise? We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
I have a trick for suntan lotion. I've never used suntan lotion in my life. 15 minutes on your back, 15 minutes on your stomach, and then get out of the sun, or, reasonably out of the sun. You will never burn, you will tan, you will look good, and you won't have to worry about the chemicals.
Yeah.
My biggest beef is not the suntan lotion, it's the perfume.
Perfume. We're in conversation with author Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of the book Toxic Free. Deborah, what is your single biggest concern when it comes to toxic products we use?
The single biggest concern is that the toxic chemicals are making us sick. And I think that that's a broad statement, but it's our health is really the foundation of our entire lives. When we don't have good health, we can't make money, we can't enjoy our families, we can't pursue our dreams, and it's such a simple thing to choose toxic-free products and be able to have all of those wonderful things that you want to have in your life that are being taken away by a large extent by toxic chemicals. And this is really what continues to drive me after 30 years in this field, is that it's such an easy thing to not have to suffer from toxic chemical exposure, that I just want everybody to know that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam, there's an added dimension here. You were in the, as I call it, the dark valley of chemical sensitivity, to the point you could barely function. You had to leave various events. And you've recovered from that to the point where you can now be exposed to...
Yeah, I mean, my system is fine now. I can handle perfumes and so on if I'm out in public and so on. But unfortunately, that's usually not the case. Many people are out there suffering. They think it's a permanent label. They think this is a lifetime disability, and it is reversible. But, you know, I think what Deborah has is a lot of practical things that people can do at home to at least minimize their exposure. And Deborah, your website just has so much information on it to help people protect themselves from the exposures, but also really great recipes for people to do so that they can actually make some of these products on their own and know every single ingredient as well.
Deborah, give us a few quick tips beyond the clothespin on the nose. How else can you protect yourself?
Well, the biggest thing, there really is a two-step program that people need to think with two steps. One is to minimize their toxic exposure at home, because that's where they're really having their greatest exposure. And if they can do it in their office or their workplace, that's important too. But the other prong of this is to remove the toxic chemicals that are already in their bodies. When I started, I avoided chemicals and lived in a non-toxic home for 28 years, and I got a whole lot, my health improved so much. But when I started detoxing my body and getting those chemicals out of my body that were making me sick, my health just soared. It was just amazing what happened when I actually got the chemicals out of my body. So this is the trick, is just to not put new chemicals in and to take the chemicals out of your body. But if you just keep that in mind and have that be the guiding process, then you can look and see, well, when you're in the supermarket, maybe you want to go to the natural food store instead and buy your cleaning products and buy organic food.
You know, you and I have been at this a long time, and I've seen a definite growth in the industry towards producing natural products. And industry should be commended for that. Obviously, you know, it's going to be driven by consumer demand. Here in London, we have Dr. Mila Emerald, and we've had her on the show, and she makes natural products that are so pure you can eat them. One of her product lines is called Delicioso, and she does an amazing job. She's a biochemist and studies every ingredient to the nines. She's fabulous. But you have links on your website as well for companies that are producing safe and clean products. So what else do you see for the future in this industry? Do you keep seeing it growing? Because that's what I anticipate.
I do keep seeing it growing. I actually see two things. I see more and more non-toxic products every year, and I also see more toxic chemicals getting worse and worse every year. And so those of us who are interested in having good health, we really need to be choosing products for ourselves, but also educating others, because when we can do all we can in our houses, but as soon as we walk out the door, it's pesticides and perfumes and radiation and all of those things that we then have to protect our bodies from by more detox and all these things. I mean, it really can be done, but wouldn't it be so much easier if everybody just decided that we're just going to eliminate toxic chemicals collectively, that we're just going to stop buying them, that the government is going to say, you guys can't produce them anymore, we're not trying to set your business down, but produce something healthy, and that we could then go any place we wanted to go, that we could save the environment, we could protect all these animals that are being born with, you know, deformed limbs because of pesticides in the environment. We could, you know, toxic chemicals are so ubiquitous, but it's a really big problem, and it requires a lot of people saying no. Just like we say no to drugs and no to other things, we just need to say no to toxic chemicals.
As the Beatles might say, imagine a world. Imagine a world without toxic chemicals.
Well, you can go to my website because it's already real there.
Yes.
Deborah Lynn Dead is the author of Toxic Free. Deborah Lynn, it's been a pleasure. We thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Deborah. That was wonderful. Yes.
And anything else you want to add there, Pam?
No, I would just invite people to visit her website, deborahlynndad.com, or her quick or shortcut website is dld123.com. She's got lots of great articles there on her website. And again, the name of her book is Toxic Free.
Pam, as always, thank you so much. Absolutely
thank you, Andy.
Fascinating. Folks, there's a place that was called Pile of Bones. Now it's called Regina. There was a place called Hens and Chickens Harbor, now Collingwood, Ontario. There was a place called Sandwich, now Windsor. We have a conversation about lists coming up on the other side of the news. We're going to join McLean's Magazine out with a fascinating article this week about lovely lists when we come back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.